You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. With a history that goes back to the late 19th century, Charlotte-based department store chain Belk is being sold. The company announced today it has agreed to a $3 billion purchase by a private equity firm called Sycamore Partners. Belk says it will keep its Charlotte corporate headquarters, where the company employs about 1,300 people. Three generations of Belk family leadership have helped shape the Charlotte region that we know today, with major influence in politics, culture, and philanthropy. Joining me to discuss that legacy is Tom Hanchett, staff historian at the Levine Museum of the New South. Mr. Hanchett, hi.
Hey, good to be here.
So Charlottians drive on the John Belk Freeway, attend events in the Belk Theater. How broad and deep is the Belk family's influence on this region?
Probably even bigger than you would think. When the Belk stores started in the late 19th century, this was a region of pretty isolated farm communities. And what Belk did with its stores and with the buying power of Belk Store Services, the wholesale arm, was to help knit together the South as the South.
And just one part of that, I was reading some of the history. This family and the foundation was instrumental in actually starting up hundreds of Presbyterian churches and parsonages around the region.
Yeah, the Belk family, very active in Presbyterian things. In fact, their ancestral home, the Belk Mansion, is on the grounds now of Novant Presbyterian Hospital. No coincidence. The family helped bring that hospital into being.
What would you say has been the driving force, or what have been the driving forces behind Belk-branded philanthropy through the decades?
The concern of the Belk Foundation has been to build community, to build the institutions that bring people together, whether they're colleges, hospitals, churches. It is that kind of infrastructure that for much of American history, government wasn't much involved in. And in other parts of the United States, there were huge, wealthy industrialists like the Carnegies and folks like that. Here in the South, the Belk family really helped build that nonprofit infrastructure.
With the news that the Belk Company is being sold, how do you think the forms or levels of Belk philanthropy might change as the company is absorbed by new and outside owners?
Well, the Belk family seems to be working really hard to protect the Belk legacy of investment in this region, and that's extremely encouraging. The corporate side, though, also makes investments, and having control of that outside of Charlotte will bring some changes. Can't tell what they will be, but the powerful connection with our local community. It's ironic that as Charlotte becomes a bigger player on the world stage, we are also a city where outside folks are coming to have larger stakes in what goes on here. And that's the flip side of the growth that we're seeing, I think.
And Belk is the latest in a growing list of these homegrown companies that are changing hands to outside buyers. For you, in seeing this change in particular with Belk, is there an element of sadness to you in anticipating that kind of a transition?
I think Belk, with that modern Southern style tagline in the last few years, I'm not sure that they meant it to rest strongly on history, but I'm a historian, and I see that Belk has been a powerful force in modernizing this region and in creating a Southern style, both in the retail world but also in this nonprofit infrastructure that they've helped build. And when an era comes to an end, when change comes, it does bring a bit of sadness.
Tom Hanchett, staff historian at the Levine Museum of the New South in Charlotte, thanks for talking with us.
Appreciate it.